How to do online group coaching. That's what you asked me about, and that's what I'm gonna share with you today. I've got the 6 steps to effective online group coaching. I'm gonna share them with you. And then at the end of our time together today, I'm going to give you a system you can use to attract new coaching clients to you like a magnet. You don't wanna miss this, so join me for this episode of The Inside BS Show. Hi, my name is Dave Lorenzo. This is the show that takes you inside business strategy, shares all the insider business secrets. Today, I'm going to teach you how to do online group coaching. I'm going to give you the 6 steps to online group coaching. I've been doing this for 15 years. I've coached teams for over 30 years, but I've made great money as a business coach for people in professional services for over 15 years. And just this past year, I created an entire program that is online with people from all over the world. I'm going to demonstrate the 6 steps to structuring that program so that it is fantastic and engaging, exciting, and even more importantly, easy for you to sell. Let's dive right into the content right now. Step number 1 in online group coaching, in doing online group coaching, step 1 is start on time and share expectations. I know. Whether you use Zoom or Skype or Microsoft Teams or the Google distribution system, the Google online webinar system, whatever system you use, people never show up on time for online coaching. Here's the thing. It doesn't matter. You, as the coach, if there's nobody on or if there's one person on or 2 people on and it's a group of 20, start on time. So when you start on time, I want you to immediately open up the session right at the time when you're supposed to. I want you to welcome people, and then you launch into the agenda immediately. And in that agenda, you share the expectations for the session. Just like I do at the start of my videos, I say I'm gonna give you 6 steps to how to do online coaching. So you know there's gonna be 6 steps, and when we get to number 5, we're almost done. Do the same thing in your online group coaching session as you start it. Share the expectations, share the agenda. That takes about 2 minutes. And then step number 2, open the meeting up with a story. Tell a story that's personal to you. A self-deprecating story can be funny. A story about something that happened to you that leads into a lesson that is the theme for the session. Open with a story that engages people emotionally. Now, that story should take between 5 or 10 minutes to tell. And what it does is as people trickle in, they're gonna start to hear the story, they're gonna have missed stuff, and you know they can go back and watch on the recording later. And that's a key element of online group coaching. If people can't make the session live, you wanna give them the opportunity to have a recording so that they can watch the stuff that they missed. But what the story does when you open, after 2 or 3 sessions, let's say your online group coaching program meets live once a month, what that story does is that conditions people that, hey, if I don't show up on time, I'm going to miss the beginning of Dave's story. It's like, think about television shows, particularly late night shows or shows on cable news. All the shows open with some sort of a monologue. That's the same structure you want to have for your online group coaching program. You wanna open with a monologue, but it's you telling a story that has a lesson associated with it that sets up the theme of that coaching session. All right, now, step number 3, take a poll. By the time you get to step number 3, you're about 20 minutes into your group coaching session. Now, some people structure their sessions so that they're an hour, some people structure them so that they're 90 minutes. So you're about 20 minutes into your session after your story ends, then I want you to take a poll and I want you to say, okay, folks, some of this software has polling or they can just enter their answer in the chat. You can be formal, informal, but you take a poll that's related to the topic that you're covering in your group coaching session. Why do you do this? Well, 20 minutes in, you want to engage your audience. You want to get them active. So give them a chance to do some thinking. Take a poll, and this works really, really well. Something else that we've done is we incorporate a game show type approach to the poll. So one of my favorite things to do is the opening of the show Let's Make a Deal. 100 years ago, there was a show on TV, and there may still be a show on TV called Let's Make a Deal. The opening of the show would be the host, whose name was Monty Hall, walking around with a microphone through the crowd, and he would say, if anyone has a cigarette lighter, show me a cigarette lighter right now, and I'll give you $50. And people would reach through their purses or their pockets, and they would pull out a cigarette lighter, and the first person he saw who had a cigarette lighter, he would give them $50. Anyone who has car keys, I'll give you $100 for your car keys. They would pull out their car keys. He would give them $100. That was how they opened the show, Let's Make a Deal. In step three, when you're taking your poll, if you want to have a little fun, say, okay, we're going to do a quick Let's Make a Deal. First thing is, show me a household pet. Find a household pet, hold it up to the camera. First person that I see who does that is going to get a $50 gift card to Carrabba's. So people will run around their house and they'll find stuff. All right, first person who shows me a hat with a logo from a Major League Baseball team, a hat with a logo from a Major League Baseball team, hold it up to the camera. You're going to get a $75 gift card to Red Lobster. And then you mail them the gift cards at the end. This is a fun way to get people moving around, to get them involved. They feel like they're part of a group. So you take the poll and then you play a little game. I've even done online Simon Says. Simon Says, touch your nose. Simon Says, touch your head. Do this. Oh, you know, you're out. Whatever you need to do to get some energy going after the poll, it's a great idea to do some sort of interactive game, even though you're online. All right. Now, step number four is calling on a member to have them share a success story. If your group is relatively new, if it's the first 6 months of the time when the group is together and they don't know each other well, you need to call somebody in advance and tell them, I'd like you to share a success story in this month's meeting. And you can go around the room, or if somebody has shared something with you that they've been particularly proud of, you can just call on them. But set it up in advance for the first 6 months. As the group matures, you can ask them to volunteer, and then you can just call on them out of the blue. But sharing a success story is good for three reasons. Number one, people learn from the experience of others. That's a big benefit of online group coaching, is that they learn from the experience of others. Number two, it's motivational. It gives people confidence. I see Joe sharing his success with the people in the group. If Joe can do it, I can do it. So I know I can be successful because Joe was successful. And then the third thing it does is it encourages people to strive for success so that they can get recognized in the group setting. Those three elements are why you have someone share a success in step number four. Step number five, that's when you deliver your session information. That's when you deliver your teaching element. So you opened with a story that took 10 minutes. Now you're gonna do a half hour learning session. Now, there are three types of sessions you do in step number five. The first is a teaching session. So you could just do a presentation with a PowerPoint and you teach something. Keep in mind that online it is easier if your PowerPoint slides mirror the points that you're talking about. If you were delivering a presentation in person, I would say I hate PowerPoint. The only reason you use it is to evoke emotion. But when you're doing online group coaching, your PowerPoint should be designed so that people follow along with your presentation. So the first type of session you can do is a teaching session with heavy-duty PowerPoint. The second type of session you can do is a discussion session. So you, as the host, as the facilitator, as the master, you should have a half dozen, six questions prepared, and you introduce the first question, and you tell people why the first question is important. And then you go around the room, ask each member of the coaching group, and you can do this with small groups, you can't do it with big groups, ask each member of the group to answer the question. After about six questions, 5 minutes each, that's about 30 minutes, that's a great session for you. So you can facilitate a discussion in the session information section, step number five. The third type of session you can host is a case study. So a case study is when you grab somebody and you say, this is different than sharing a success, by the way. You say, okay, we have a structure. Here's what I'd like you to do. I'd like you to introduce the problem you had. I'd like you to introduce why it was a problem. I'd like you to introduce the consequences of not solving that problem. And then I'd like you to tell us what you did to solve the problem. And you, as the facilitator, are interviewing a group member, and that's your case study. Now, some coaches choose to do multiple types of sessions in each online group coaching meeting. So you may do a teaching element in the beginning, and you may close with a case study. You may do a teaching element in the beginning, and then in the middle, you may have a discussion. The minimum threshold is to do one of these. You can do more of them if you want to add even more value. Now, before we get to step number six, before we get to the final step, I promised you that I was going to share with you a system to help you attract more online group coaching members. This is the system that I used when I launched my group coaching program in the beginning of the pandemic in 2020. I launched this program and I filled it up within 3 months when people were struggling. It was easy to fill using this system. I call it my revenue roadmap, and I'm going to give it to you for free. Just go to revenueroadmapguide.com, revenueroadmapguide.com. If you go to that website, enter your contact info, you'll be able to download my system for filling up an online group coaching program. At the end of that guide is a questionnaire. You fill out that questionnaire, you can customize the system to your liking. You can make it fit your coaching practice. It's a turnkey sales and marketing system for your coaching. Download it now at revenueroadmapguide.com. Okay, we're up to step six. And this is the most powerful point. This is how you close the meeting. You close the meeting with action items. What you do is you go around the room and you get each member, the virtual room, this is online group coaching. You go around the room, you get each member to commit to doing one, two, or a maximum of three things between the next two meetings. People always say they want accountability, and they say that's why they get into coaching. So this is where you're giving them the accountability in the group coaching model. You turn to them and you say, Sally, now commit to me, to yourself, and to the group. What three things are you going to accomplish between now and our next meeting? I've been a member of several group coaching programs, and to me, that was the most powerful part. I made a commitment to myself. I made a commitment to the other members of the group. I made a commitment to the coach that I was going to do three specific things between the meetings. And guess what? I did them because I didn't want to let myself down or the group members down. If you like this video, if you love this video and you want more, I've got more. Just look down at the bottom right now. There'll be a window filling in with a playlist for how to build a group coaching business. Click on any of the videos in that playlist. In fact, watch all of them right now. I'm Dave Lorenzo. I'll see you in our next video.